Now, it's time for Medvid on Movies.
Marvel Comics' tiniest and quirkiest superhero is back, trying to balance the jobs of father and saving the world in Ant-Man and the Wasp.
So, how long have you been Ant-Man again?
Not long. It just sort of happened.
I wish I could fight bad guys like you.
I seem to mess it up almost every time.
Yeah, that's true enough, but his adorable daughter has the right idea. Ant-Man, also known as Scott Lang, needs to team up with a sexy sidekick, Hope Van Dyne, later known as The Wasp, played by Evangeline Lilly.
Ant-Man and The Wasp teaming up.
Follow my lead.
She seems more intense.
What'd I miss?
We were just tiny!
Yeah, they get tiny and gigantic based upon how well their suits are functioning. The suit's designed by the Wasp's father, a brilliant inventor played again by Michael Douglas, who is battling an old rival, Lawrence Fishburne, the FBI, and other nefarious forces too numerous to mention. Michelle Pfeiffer also turns up, playing the Wasp's long-lost mother, who has disappeared as a tiny thing into a mysterious quantum dimension and needs a rescue. The plot is ridiculous, of course, and incoherent, but there are moments of real humor and some watchable chemistry between Paul Rudd and Angelina Lilly. The special effects with complicated chase scenes and people and things getting larger or smaller more or less at random can provide passable entertainment but very little real satisfaction. Rated PG-13 for comic book action, 2 stars for Ant-Man and the Wasp.